In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the whole Gospel is about resurrection. Jesus raising the son of the widow of Nain is an anticipation of his own resurrection. Jesus' ministry is a message of life, a war against death, which is a consequence of the sin of Adam and Eve, our first parents. For the widow of Nain, the death of her only son was a total disaster. She has now no means of support. It was tragic. This is why the heart of Jesus is moved with pity. The heart of Jesus means the heart of God. Why did Jesus touch the coffin, which was totally forbidden by Jewish law? Those who touched a coffin became impure. Jesus did that because doing so, he demonstrates his divine power over death and also over the law. By this act, Jesus shows that he has total authority over death and cannot become ritually unclean, unlike ordinary people. By performing this act of compassion and power, stopping the funeral procession, bringing the young man alive again and back to his grieving mother, Jesus fulfills his mission of hope for those in total distress. This page of the Gospel is deeply understood by those who are currently hitting the bottom of their lives, those who feel helpless. Typically, we do not think of a funeral procession as the proper setting for a good event. Of course not. But this is precisely in the face of death, when all around us fall apart, when there is nowhere else to turn, this is when the power and mercy of God shines through the brightest, and when we are truly taught who God is. For Jesus is a God of death and resurrection, victory against death. In order to have resurrection, we know that we have to have death. Among us today, there are some people, certainly, who can testify to the fact that in our darkest moments, there we were met with the richest portion of God's grace. As the scene is being set, we notice that there are two crowds in this Gospel, two crowds of people. There is one crowd with the widow who has just lost her son, the funeral attendees, and there is another crowd with Jesus following him. The two crowds approach each other, and in the midst of all of these people, the Lord focuses on the widow. Isn't it a wonderful thing that in our darkest suffering, the Lord sees us? He sees those who sorrow. He does not overlook superficially, but he looks and he sees. And notice that Jesus does not just see her, he has also compassion for her. Compassion means with feeling. What a remarkable thing it is that Jesus felt for her. This is one of the most lovely things about the Lord that we see all throughout the Gospels, that he is not aloof to sorrow. He's not unfeeling about our poor condition. He wept for Lazarus, his friend. He has compassion for this widow. While the Lord does not today physically walk on the earth since his ascension to heaven, we must recognize with the eyes of faith that there is none in all the earth who can help us like him, like Jesus. There is none who can see us and has compassion for us like Jesus. There is none who understands our sorrow like Jesus. And he is the only one who can sufficiently help us. He may not raise our dead back to life in this life, but he is with us to carry us through, to give us peace, to forgive our sins, to make us right with God, his Father, and to raise us from the grave on the resurrection day. When the evangelist Saint Luke in the Gospel of today uses the word Lord, it is on purpose. He uses this word for the first time in his Gospel account. He uses it precisely at this distinct moment, just before Jesus raises his boy, to say, "What you are about to see is the Lord." This is God visiting us in the person of Jesus. He is the Lord of life. He can command a widow not to weep. He can command her son to be brought back to life. He stops the funeral procession because he's stopping the darkness running in the world. When Jesus told this young man to rise from the dead, it was only the beginning. There will be a day when Jesus again speaks to the dead and say, "Arise." And the dead in Christ will rise up from their graves, and death will be defeated. We will be brought back together. The family of God will be whole in glorified bodies. We will never die again. Finally, notice, dear faithful, that Jesus is foreshadowing his own resurrection from the grave in raising this young man. This is the story of Jesus Christ. He is God's only begotten Son who died and rose back to life. He suffered on the cross. In his last breath, he made sure that his weeping mother is cared for by instructing Saint George, his beloved disciple, to receive her. Being the only son of the Father and rising from the dead, he shows his victory over death and sin, so that all who believe in him might not only die with him, but also rise again with him to eternal life. Jesus was pointing to his future and to our future by raising the boy. The Son of God raised the dead, comforted the poor, helped the needy, and pushed back the darkness. God did not leave this world in a lost state of sin and despair, but he has visited us, and when Jesus visits us, he really changes us. He comes and he saves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.